Hi everyone. In this show, we discuss the art of inbound marketing and how to keep improving the conversions and all the important metrics on how to grow our business. So welcome to the Marketing Ideas Show That Connect. I'm your host, Gary Bolt. I always enjoy talking about marketing, inbound, how to grow it, how to grow your business, and how to find the right customers that love your products. So today we're discussing the mighty email, one of the first apps in the 90s, and how it can add value to your marketing. A lot of people seem to leave it out of their strategy. Today we're just going to talk about why it actually should be in your whole marketing strategy. We are sponsored by the digital marketing agency, Famous Digital Media. You can visit their website at famousmedia.co.za. They are Google partners and have a huge focus on paid media and content creation. Here at Marketing Ideas That Connect, we are Google Ad and inbound consultants that assist our customers to build their campaigns and improve their ranking and inbound conversions. Plus the basic setup of all the analytics, G4, Google Tag Manager, the console, to enable the measurement of events and all the important metrics. And I must say, it gets quite involved, and luckily we Google partners, so sometimes we need the Google team to help us to make sure we can track all the different metrics and data that comes in. These episodes are published monthly to and aim to bring you tactics that you can actually implement and into your marketing planning and actually grow your sales. So welcome to episode 191, titled The Mighty Email. And once again, we look at the blog that Maxine and her team at Famous Media and the content creators and copywriters, what they've prepared for us. And the blog is live on the Famous Media resource page. And we're talking obviously about B2B marketing. And remember I said it's part of your strategy to reach the decision makers, to distribute valuable content, and to measure and proliferate your return on investment. Now I use marketing. My clients use marketing. I mean, email marketing. And we see the effect it has on just getting your brand out, on conversions, on people requesting quotations. And obviously it's interesting to see how much work you get from it and what your open rates are. But it starts off, look, we're going to go through just a few pointers today. I think there's 8 points on a database and another 6 points on email quality and how to get going. Just those points on email. So hopefully you can walk away from this podcast just knowing a little bit more and understanding the whole return on marketing. B2B marketing obviously is our topic for business to business. But just don't forget about your emails, because it's definitely should be high up on your list of things to do and how to improve things and what to measure and track. So I think, like always, we talk about the benefits. Now, if you have a customer journey that you set up, you know, someone, you do a paid campaign to a landing page, there's a drip campaign, usually it's over 24 days. We speak about it quite a lot. Probably about 5 emails, then with an offer, the nice lead magnet, so you can get the emails, people to subscribe to your email database and start building a quality database. And remember, email marketing hinges on a quality database, possibly a segmented database, depending on your product range and your business and what you offer. But it's all starts with an email, with a database. Just a few things, the latest email marketing trends is just make sure that your content, it can be opened with mobile. Obviously, we're seeing that sometimes on some clients, 70-80% of open rates are on mobile. That the data privacy and security is up to date. Always chat to your attorney about your POPIA Act and GDPR and a few other data protection laws. There is a workaround, and if people subscribe, it makes it all legal. Just be careful how you gather. Don't ever, ever buy a database. Never do that. That's where the trouble starts. And then you can get into trouble with spam. Your spam laws on your email campaign programs won't like you for doing that. So greater personalization. Generic emails won't cut it anymore. People want to see that it's actually targeted to them. That's why probably you need to customize and segment your database for marketing personalization, which we always talk about as well. And then interactive experiences. We've just actually launched, sent out a mail campaign to about 2,500 people this morning with PDF downloads, document downloads, links to different websites for events. It was quite an interesting project, some nice images, and it's very interactive. So people get an email, well, let's say for an event, and all the information would be on there, or a special, or something that you're marketing, and they could download a brochure, they could subscribe. There's lots of things that they can do. So make it interactive. It's not just an email. So we talk about building a quality email database, which I can't express and talk about enough, because without a database, you're not going to do any marketing. And it's how you gather that information with paid campaigns, gated content, lead magnets, things like that. So there is a solution for cookieless marketing, which is obviously, that's why G4 is around. Improved targeting and relevance. I'm just going through this list of build better quality email databases. It will give you higher engagement, enhanced brand reputation and recognition, and lower the costs, and your ROI will usually be very good. So there's a few tips here that I just want to go through quickly. Permission-based opt-ins, that's pretty much gated content, get permission. People want to have a sign-up, they want to learn from you. That's obviously the best. You know, leverage lead magnets, like ebooks, white papers, webinars, effective incentives, offering an exchange of value. What can you offer your customers that's valuable to them? Possibly a checklist, some more information on a new technology or a new product. The next one would be segment from sign-up. Use different sign-up forms for different parts of your marketing funnel. This allows to collect relevant data on where people are really interested. Remember, if you get an email and the subject is your interest or your work or your passion or hobby, you probably will open it because it's what you enjoy. You want to consume their content. If it's something off-topic or not what you're interested in, you're just going to delete it and opt out straight away. And then obviously point number four here is confirm opt-ins. Double up on your confirmation does two things. It reduces spam, but verifying the email address and existence of a real interested lead, it provides a unique opportunity to communicate with your prospect. Number five is make unsubscribes clear. I hate it when you've got to hunt around for that unsubscribe button and it's hidden away, or you've got to email. There should be a clear button that says unsubscribe, and that's pretty much law now. You've got to have that. Because if you, by mistake, added them to an email database and they can't easily unsubscribe, there can be trouble around that. So just make sure that the unsubscribe link is quite clear and it unsubscribes quite easily. And it's not a lot of hoops to jump through. Point number six is take hygiene seriously. Regular data scrubbing should be a priority. Like, people have broken emails or bounces, hard bounces, soft bounces. Keep your database clean and up to date. I think every time, you know, if you engage with a customer or they actually use your products, you just ask permission, add them to your database. Customers that don't want to be there anymore, they'll unsubscribe, they just get removed automatically. Then think integration for omni-channel excellence. Integrate your email platform, yes, with your CRM. You can tie it up with your CRM. So as it comes in, it can be tricky to do that, but get some help or just test it until it comes right, depending on the platform you use. But as an incoming client comes into your environment or opts in, you go straight into a CRM. There's no manual work. And then track and analyze list growth. So every month, you can just see how your lists are growing. If they're segmented in the right place, if you can tag people coming in, that'll be even better from different form feeds. And then creating content for B2B marketing. So I think it's quite vital, the elements for effective marketing. And the content could be defined goal and audience. Like, what do you want to achieve with this? What are you, you know, it's like when you land on a website, who are you, how can you help me, and what you want me to do? So what's the actual goal and who are you speaking to? And this will sharpen the focus. Not 100 different things, but some clear message. Eye-catching subject lines, short to the point. Header 1, 2, and 3 is always what we talk about as well. So try and spark some curiosity. And then easy to read. Structure your email for scalability and maintain the golden ratio of words to images. No long form content. Could be read more option. But no long sad stories because no one will read it. And nothing, and not all about you because no one's interested in us. They want to know what you can do for them. Remember the books we read in the seminars we go to? They are the hero in your story. So we are there to guide them. So always deliver value. Give your readers something they can use or gain from reading. Like I said, now how are you helping them? And then a compelling call to action. Like, what do you want me to do? I'm interested. Give me a clear call to action of what's a connect with us or find out more or get a quote or read more. Whatever the call to action is, takes them to a website or takes them to something of value. And tell them exactly what to do next. Like, you're the guide. And then professionally designed, don't skimp on design. Use branded pictures. Use a graphic designer and recognize the personality of your brand. And high quality images and a video can also help. Obviously, rich content is a good thing. Then analyze and measuring the ROI. Obviously, you need to see, you know, let's go through a quick list here. I think there's just about 4 or 5 items. Open rates, number of unique opens, number of delivered emails. Number of unique opens divided by number of delivered emails times 100, which will give you your open rate, which it does that for you in the reporting section of your email campaign program. And then understand the benchmarks. Usually they give you the benchmark. So if you're around about 26% or 18%, are you in line with the industry benchmark, or is your database getting old and outdated and then it starts slipping to under 15%, and that's not cool for click-through, for open rates? Segment your analysis. Look at the lists, segment, demographics, and campaign type. That's getting into detail. If you can do that, it's a good thing. And track trends over time to identify maybe you've got to change something. Compare campaigns to see how certain content resonates with your audience. So the difficult thing is to stay interesting, stay relevant, and try and keep improving. We've seen open rates go down. I send out a lot of emails we really have to think about what would interest your specific audience and keep everything fresh and up to date. User tracking codes and UTM parameters to track conversions and revenue generated from email marketing. Obviously, you can even set goals or pages on G4. You can track a URL, for example. We talk about thank you pages, track them, form feeds, track them. Google's very helpful. If we get stuck and things aren't working out on Google Tag Manager, we can always get Google to help us to make sure that the right code is installed and we get everything pulling through onto the data. And there's a few places to go and check. So data's cool, but too much of it or the wrong data or not in the right order or context is a problem. As we can see, I hope this has helped you just to trigger your thinking about the importance of a database in a company. It's not just a financial, you know, people say they've got a database and it's in the financial system. Maybe that's the financial people or people that you invoice or deal with in the company, but who are the sales and marketing managers? Who's the CEO? Who's the directors? And are you connecting with the right people in the company? You've got to build a sales and marketing database, which is pretty much generated can be from a CRM, can be from form feeds, and then start looking at that as the gold of your marketing. That database is so important. If you have a database of, you know, at least 1,500 upwards, so 3,000 or 4,000 really good targeted leads, you can do a lot of good with that. And I would say it's probably better than just throwing out ads or boosting a few ads on Facebook. A real targeted campaign with a solution to a specific audience and an efficient, sharpened database can give you a lot better results. And that's from our experience. We do this all the time. We do this every day. And I do some of the emails. I'm involved in some of the emails, the campaigns for a specific brand. And I can see it really gets people to engage. So I think it's a positive thing and we mustn't forget about it. And we must find out in our business who holds the email. I mean, who holds the database, the sales and marketing database, not just the financial system database, and then work from there. So that's it for today, just to get you thinking about your emails and how it can help you in your business and how to communicate what you're doing. So just to close off for today, the acronym is STR for this week, and that is Search Term Report. So thanks for listening. You can get more episodes if you search for us on Spotify and iTunes. It's Marketing Ideas That Connect. If you've enjoyed the episode, leave us a rating. You can follow Famous Digital Media on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and read the detail of this blog on their resource page at Famous Media. All links referenced in the episode, as well as Famous Digital Media's social pages, can be found in the show notes. Our focus here at Marketing Ideas has always been paid media and how to position your brand and message and do good business. If you need assistance with setting up and planning your Google Ads, you can email myself. It's gary@inbound-leads.co.za. Until next time, stay hungry, think big, and honor God.